left in Perek Lamed Hey. We only have two prokim left. Maybe end of the week we'll start already. If Ayas Yoshio be Yishlan Pesach Lashem by Yishchatu Pesach, Yoshio continues his upon his successes, cleanses Yerushalayim and the Aser Sashvatim from Avodah Zarah, and he we have the story with the Sefer Torah. He finds Sefer Torah open to the Teicha. He calls Chulda. He consults. There's bad news. And after the bad news, he makes a bris. He does the best that he possibly can to forestall the Chorban by bringing the entire Klal Yisrael together, warning them what's going to happen. He makes a bris. He has everyone swear to observe the mitzvos. And then again, he goes on a second campaign to cleanse Eretz Yisrael from Avodah Zarah. Now, the next part is he offers a communal Karban Pesach. And not only does he offer Karban Pesach, we're going to see his sponsors. He becomes the sponsor. Anyone that can't afford to buy an animal, I will pay for your animal. And I'll Perek Lamed Hey, beginning of Perek Lamed Hey. Pasuk Aleph. Vayas Yoshio Yushlan Pesach Lashem Vayishchatu HaPesach. They slaughtered the Pesach B'arbo Osu L'Chodesh HaRishon, the 40th day of the first month, like is the Halacha. Here there was no controversy like in the time of Chizkiyahu, where they had to make the last month an Ibiyar to extend the... That wasn't an issue, so there was no problem. That was not a problem here in this case, which seemingly is a very good, because that was a bad simon. That was a very big stain in the Karban Pesach of Chizkiyahu, when it was done with controversy, because many people claimed that it was not correct. It was not really it was shleik halacha for Chizkiyahu to me'aber the shana after Nisan started. They felt that the Karban Pesach was being offered not in Chodesh Nisan, is being offered in Chodesh Iyar. And there's no such thing as the entire Klal Yisrael bringing Karban Pesach Chodesh Iyar. There's something called the Karban Pesach Sheni, but that would not be Pesach Sheni. So this was definitely a problem in the time of Chizkiyahu. Perhaps he felt that Chizkiyahu was not successful in bringing Mashiach because there was something wrong. That was the beginning of his Malchus. So here he's trying once again to, so to speak, bring Mashiach, and he's going to do it right. There is no controversy. He brings Karban Pesach, they slaughter it, Barbos, L'Chodesh HaRishon, there's no controversy. That's why the emphasis of L'Chodesh HaRishon. In the previous program we discussed Chizkiyahu, it says that Karban Pesach was over L'Chodesh HaSheni. It was over L'Chodesh HaSheni. And we need to work backwards. Make all the, what? L'Chodesh HaSheni? This is Mamesh, it's Chulin Bazara, L'Chodesh HaSheni. What's going on? So we need to go and twist our thumbs back and forth to figure out that really Chizkiyahu, he was ma'abr the shana, but Bezin was not maskin, and there was a whole fight. That wasn't an issue here. Everything here is being done kedas to chadin. It's ki'ilu, we're leaving Mitzrayim, and everyone once again is coming together, and we're going to reverse the bad omen of the siman of the Sefer Torah, and Mashiach's going to come, and everything is going to be shalom al Yisrael. Unfortunately, things did not go according to plan, obviously. Vayamid ha-kohanim al mishmerosim. Furthermore, what else did he do? He made sure that the kohanim were in their stations. Vayichaskeim la'avod espes Hashem, and he strengthened them. He warned them that you have now to make sure you're there. No excuses. Let's see. Vayim al-Levim. Now this is very interesting. Vayim al-Levim. He then spoke to Levim ha-mevinim l'chol Yisrael. He spoke to Levim that are discerning concerning l'chol Yisrael ha-kedoshim l'Hashem. Now that's a very unusual expression. Let's right away, before we finish the pasuk, let's really look at the mitzudos. David, look at how he explains this. L'alevim ha-mevinim l'akoyhanim b'nei Levi. He calls here the Levim. According to the Mitzudos, he doesn't call them Levim, he calls them Lakoihanim. It's a very strange pasuk. He's speaking here to the Koihanim, who are from the tribe of Levi, Hamalamdim Bino Li Yisrael. Okay, so that's interesting. Now, that's very difficult because, okay, let's go further. They are understanding, they L'chol Yisrael, they bring understanding to Klal Yisrael by being their teachers. Tenu es Aroin HaKodesh Babayis, bring in, enter, at least according to the symbol reading, the Aron, Babayis, Sashabona, Shlomo, and David, Melech Yisrael, bring it there, transport the Aron into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, Ein Lochem Masa Bakosef, no longer will you have to carry the Aron on your shoulders. Ata now, Ivdu es Hashem Elokeichem, serve God, your God, V'eis Amo Yisrael. Now, before we go further, we have to right away to discuss this issue. Who is the one that's supposed to carry the Aron? This is a very, very big debate among the Achronim. We know that in the Midbar, the ones that carried the Aron were Shevet Levi. We learned that there were times in Sefer, beginning of Sefer Divrei Hayom, where we found that the Kohanim were carrying the Aron. And this is discussed by the Achronim when it says that the Kohanim explicitly in the beginning of Divrei Hayom, the Kohanim carried. What's going on? So someone, they had a different approach. One answer was a Harasha, there were not enough Levim. The Levim killed out. I mean, coming in the vicinity of the Aron was a very dangerous thing. If you're not on the High Madrega, everyone thought they were on the High Madrega. The Kohen Gadol, the time of the Bayis Sheni, Chazal, every year, many times, the Kohen Gadol did not come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so why do they keep on going in? They thought, I'm different, right? The whatever it was, I don't know, some type of need to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to risk your life.
They chose the job, and they wanted the job.
So why do they want the job? Why would you want a job when the job will destroy you?
Okay.
A lot of people who went out up to it,
They misjudged themselves. Yeah, that's the point. But why don't they? Okay, it's just a fascinating thing. Look back last year. So you think you're better than the guy last year? Obviously, yeah, I am better than the guy last year. Okay, Zehu, that's how it is. But that's one improvement. For many, same way the Kohanim entered the Kodesh Hashem, they died. So did Levim. They came in the vicinity of the Aron. Why was the Kodesh Hashem so holy? It was because of the Aron. So the Levim, which came close to the Aron, many of them died. So there was a shortage, or maybe the Levim, they were very smart, they realized we're not on the Madrega to come close to the Aron, they Pasha did not have Levim, enough Levim to carry, who are on a spiritual level, that were comfortable carrying the Aron, they needed Hirasha to take Kohanim. That's one approach. Another approach is that the Halacha that Levi carries was only in the Midbar, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishkan was retired, and they built Shiloh, Mishkan Shiloh. Then the Torah's directive that it could only be carried by the Levim comes to an end. And now, Adarabah, the Kohanim, it's really their job. They are in charge of the Beis Hamikdash, which includes the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And so, therefore, the Kohanim took over control, and they are the ones who carry the Aron from here on in once they entered into Eretz Yisrael. The Levim carrying the Kelim was only in the Midbar. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, the Levim's role is over, and now the Kohanim take over.
Does anybody speculate why that would be? In other words, why did they say they...
Because it was mainly because it wasn't the Mishkan anymore. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, okay, for 14 years it was the Mishkan, it was in Gilgal.
The need for them was no longer necessary.
Because they had... It was necessary because they didn't come El HaMokim. It wasn't El HaMokim Asher L'Shichnei Sidur Shuv Vasashama. The final destination wasn't known until right. David. But at least the Mishkan was retired. Because there was Shiloh. Shiloh was really like a miniature Beis HaMikdash. It was made from stone. It wasn't anymore, there were no more crushing. They still had Urios, but it wasn't the Mishkan described in the Torah. The Torah only sanctioned the Levim to carry the Mishkan in the Torah for 40 years.
Have a Lima that says, because you have a lot of things that said Lila Doros Echem, so then it says it's Ladoros.
Right, so that's that's a very big thing. Where do you draw the line? Okay, this is a discussion. These are two different opinions that we're showing because we really deal with the issue, what it says in the beginning of there. I don't have a post in front of me, I don't remember the post, but in the beginning of the Rehiyam, it says there the Kohanim were carrying the Aron. And everyone is jumping. And in fact, you have, you know, this discussion is always mentioned.
Said initially that there weren't enough Levim.
This discussion is mentioned, I didn't prepare that well, in the Kinos on Tisha B'Av. There is one particular Kino where it talks about the Kohanim carrying the Aron. And all the Mepharshim there, that's a very popular place where the Mepharshim on the Kinos, they bring in, even in the art school, there's a whole note. What's going on here? It says here the Kohanim are carrying. So, you know, the Kinos are very poetic. You can dray, it doesn't mean this, it means that. So, but it brings into this discussion where it says explicitly in Divrei Hayom that the Kohanim were carrying. So here what's very interesting is the Mitzudos, he's taking that approach and he's going, bending backwards to say here that when it says Levim, it doesn't mean Levim. It means Kohanim. I mean, it's a very backwards approach. Vayomer la'levim ha'mevinim, to Shevet Levi, who are the people who are discerning, who are the Kohanim, atem tihuli mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh, the Kohanim are the teachers. You now shall bring, the Aron was not in the Aron HaKodesh, because the time of Menashe and Amon and Menashe, they basically, it doesn't say anywhere, they took the Aron out of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's what it seems. They took it out, according to similar understanding. And now when Yoshua came back into power, the Tzaddik, he told them, put the Aron back inside. And then he said to them, and it's also very interesting what he calls a Shabana Shlomo, that Shlomo HaMelech, in other words, this is going to be a new Chanukah Sabayis. Sh'olim v'sheichem v'nosu pischi olam v'yavo melech hakava. Look what he's doing here, Yoshua. He's living as not only the reincarnation of David, he's like Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to make a Pesach, a new Pesach to bring Klal Yisrael together as a nation. And we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash that was built by David. He mentions here David, Shlomo ben David. And Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo, the Chanukah Sabayis, was done through the bringing, through the procession of inserting the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we're going to do it again. In other words, we're going to have a new start. Everything is going to be fresh and clean. And then he says something very strange, according to the Mitzudos. Ein Lochem Masa Bakosef. Therefore, Kohanim, you're done. The Aron is now in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and therefore you're free. You know, you're retired. You go to Kohl now. There's nothing more for you to do. Until now, you had an excuse. We don't need to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. We don't need to take care of their korbanos, because we're busy the entire day in Hespoididus. We're learning Musar to be on a spiritual level to guard the Aron. You no longer need to be prepare the entire day to achieve a high degree of sanctity to take care of the Aron, because the Aron is not going anywhere. The Aron is Nekodesh HaKodashim, so you have nothing to do with yourself, and therefore come out and teach the Hamoin Am Torah and take care of their korbanos. Ein lochem masa bakosif. You no longer have to carry on your shoulder the burden on the shoulder of carrying and taking care of the Aron. Difata now into as Hashem lokechem serve Hashem the Eis Amo Yisrael. Okay, let's look at them. There's a lot going on here in this mitzvah. Look at pasuk gimel one more time. La'aliyah hakamidim. So first in the mitzvah says that we're talking about v'yelaka haidim b'nei Levi hamlam demil bina lishol. They call mivinim because they're teachers. They teach understanding. Tenu es Aron. Rabbi Seinu zuchen levracha amru shetziva leganza mokam matmak. And he's already going to a chazal. This is the second shot. This is not the pasuk shot. This Rashi quotes as a second shot, that he told the Levim, I want you to take the Aron and put it in Geniza. In other words, Fakir, take it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, put it in a special tunnel, a special hiding place, because I see, Al Piruch HaKodesh, the Churban is coming. No matter what I do, I'm not going to be able to undo the damage that was done by Menashe and Amon and Ochas, and therefore we have to prepare for Golus, and that takes on an entirely new light. Everything that Yoshiyahu is going to be doing for the remainder of his Malchus is nothing more than a Hachana for Golus. There are two completely different ways to look at Yoshiyahu's last and his Malchus. Was his Malchus an attempt to bring Mashiach? He actually believed Mashiach is coming, and that's why the Chevla Savar Bi'artzim, he did not allow Paranichot to pass through the land to fight against Melech Asher and Karkamish, because he mamish believed we're living in the times of Mashiach and he's bringing Mashiach. Or you could learn like other Mepharshim, mamish the extreme opposite. It's a foregone conclusion that is going to be Golos. The Korban is here, and every single thing that he did during his Malchus was nothing more than preparation, a whole new role to prepare for the Golus that's coming very, very soon. And here Mitzvah is quoting this interpretation that he told him to put the Aron in Geniza. The Goyim should not get their hands on it. It's not going to exile in Yisrael, period. That's what he told them. Take the Aron to New Esrin HaKodesh, Babayis, hide it in the Beis HaMikdash, in a special cavity, special tunnel, Shabbonu Shalom Ben David Melech Yisrael. Ein lechem masa bakosef. What does that mean? It's no longer going to be, you have to read the pasuk figuratively, that no longer will the Aron Will you carry it on your shoulder? Which is a very beautiful, I think there's something very deep here, is that as long, according to this Chazal, as long as the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though it was not moving, it was not going anywhere. It was there for 410 years, until 480 years, whatever it was, until it was put in Geniza. As long as it was there, it was considered that the Kohanim are carrying it. But they're not carrying it. It's positioned in one place. It doesn't matter. The fact that they are serving faithfully in the Beis HaMikdash is considered they're always in a matzav of carrying the Aron. Now, even though we know the Aron carries you, and that's one that explains why lo yosudu mimenu. It's a very deep understanding of why, when it comes to all of the other kelim, you take out the badim, the shulchan and the mizbech hazop. When it comes to the Aron, the badim lo yosudu mimenu. Why? It's not going anywhere. The Aron is a whole different. It's a different type of utensil. It always needs to be carried. It's not the like we think that the badim are just there for symbolic reasons. The Aron always needs to be carried, even when it's stationary. It's a whole different way of looking at it. But it doesn't make sense. If it's stationary, it doesn't need to be carried. No, that's exactly the point. You have to uphold Baruch Hashem Yochim is Divrei HaTorah Hazos.
Right, so by carrying the message.
Exactly. Carry the message. So now, when the Aron is there, doesn't move one inch for 400 years. It's sitting there, and the Badim are sticking out, the pulling point, the pointing out of the Paroches. They're carrying its message. But now that Yoshiyahu is telling the Levim, you know what, take it and put it in Geniza because the Golus is coming, and hide it so it should not go into Golus with us. Ein lochem masa bakosef. The Levim, the Kohanim, or the Levim, whoever was carrying the Aron, you no longer have to carry its message. Basically, the Chorban is coming. It is. He's telling them that's reality. He's a realist. It's an extreme out. What was Yoshiyahu's role as a melech? Was it Mashiach is here? Or was it no? Golus is coming. Let's get ready. Let's prepare ourselves to survive after this horrible event. The way we upheld the Torah in the time of Geula is not the way we're going to uphold the Torah in the times of Chorban. That's why we're hiding it. Until now, when it was stationed and the Badim were protruding, we were carrying the Aron.
So then, after Yiddu as Hashem means now is your last chance.
No, he means it's a new avod. It's a new type. Okay, I don't know what it really means, but there's something here.
You're not going to be able to do it. Now is your chance to do avod because once it disappears.
Last chance. But it also means after now there's a different. Your role is different. Right. Until now, your role was more begolui. Was you were carrying the Aron. You were carrying its message, whatever that means. Now there's going to be a shift in what the Kohanim are going to do in Golos. Ivdu es Hashem Elokeichem, the Ace Amo Yisrael.
Kind of a mobile avoda as opposed to a station.
Okay, I don't know, but there's something here. Okay, okay.
Did they have an Aron that they took out to the Muhammad to carry that?
The Kohen Mashiach Muhammad, who took that out? They went out to Muhammad. I don't know. I don't know, Karen. Who took out this? The Aron they took out to Mulchama, they took out with them the Luchos. Which Luchos they take out with them? This whole Shaila. Took out the broken Luchos, the regular Luchos. They say it only happened once. They only took out to Mulchama one time, according to Chazal, Eli HaKain, the time of Shila, the Chorban Shila. That's when the Pelishtim captured the Aron. And, okay, let's see. Let's finish up with the Mitzudos. Then he goes on to say, Yoimar ki hamalachim harishon asher kadmu lo, according to this simple interpretation, let's not go with this elaborate Jewish. What is he telling them? He's telling them, pufakert, take the Aron out of its storage location, its secret hiding place, and bring it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Because Menashe and Amon, they caused, they wounded, they took it out. They removed the Aron and they put in place of the Aron, they put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Pesel, an idol. That's what he tells them, return it. Now, this is very interesting because it's very bizarre. This is already stage two. This Karban Pesach is happening after Yoshiyahu already returned to Hashem b'chol levav v'chol nafsho, and he cleansed the whole Eretz Yisrael from Avodah Zarah, and that took place before they found the Sefer Torah. So does that mean Yoshiyahu, he cleans the whole Eretz Yisrael from all the public idols, and he thinks through everything, now he goes to the next step, we're going to do a renovation project, the Beis HaMikdash, and in the renovation project they find the Sefer Torah. And they bring it to Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu consults with Huldah, and then Huldah says the world is going to be Golus, and he goes out and he makes a speech and he makes a bris, and they become tzaddikim. And now first they go and they take out the pestle from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It seems something doesn't seem right. It seems like the pestle would have been taken out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the very first day on the job. The very first day that he became Melech, and it was Shabbat Cholavava in the 8th year of his Malchus. We're holding now 18 years into the Malchus. First, 18 years into the Malchus, he's taking out the pestle from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's very strange. Unless you want to say is that there were secret idols in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was some graffiti on the walls. So the people looked again. They looked very carefully. And although they thought there was no Avodah Zarah, there was still some remnants of a Ramazim of Avodah Zarah. It's not really clear why this would take so long, something so basic, something so fundamental would take so long until this happened. Okay, back to the Pasuk. Pasuk, Ein Lechem, back next to the Ein Lechem Masa B'Kasef, it's a lemmer, Achar Shatissu Es Aron B'Kasef, Le'achzilu Mukamai, so he tells him, according to the Pshut Shal Mikra, after you take the Aron, you bring it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shuv Lo Yei Lechem Mata Shuv Avoida Masa B'Kasef, there's nothing more for you to do. You're free. You have no job. Your job has been eliminated. So what are you going to do now, Kohan? What are you going to do with your time? All your free time, what are you going to do? Well, the zet yipinuyim beivduel, you'll be free. The idus Hashem veamo bedvar hakarbonus. Therefore, you're free now to be present in the Beis Hamikdash and to offer karbonus on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi is very similar. Pasuk Aleph. Vayas Yoshios Mishama Pesach Lefish Kol Malchay Yehuda Harisham Lo Asu Pesach Mishpatay, because the Malchay Yehuda did not do the Pesach Kimishpatay according to its law. It's difficult because Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu did bring the Karm Pesach Kimishpatay.
He was the Malchi Yehuda Rishayim.
What do you mean? Okay, he wasn't the Rishayim. So, but okay, for the wicked. So, who are the wicked ones? Ochos, three, just three. Ochos, Menash, and Amon. Three kings he's referring to. Tenu es Aron HaKodesh l'fi pshuto. So first we have the pshutoi. Sheviru Menashe v'Amon es Aron v'yasimu tachto pesilayem k'dmuch l'el. They replaced it with Yahweh, which is also not so similar to what Rashi is saying, because according to most Mepharshim, fakert, it was l'haches. They Bedavka had the Aron and they had the pestle to anger the Aron. That's the way we learned the pesukim in the previous Menashe. It wasn't just Stam. Ochoz wanted to hedge his bets. I got both. I'll have the Mizbeach LaHashem and the Mizbeach that they used, the replica of the Mizbeach they had for Ashur. Both. I want to hedge my bets. Which one will help me? But Menashe and Amon, it was LaHachis. We bedavka want Hashem's Mizbeach, Hashem's Shechina to be here, to show up Hashem. Now you need the Aron to do that, because the Shechina rests on the Aron. Here Rashi is saying that they actually removed it from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which takes away from the degree of Lachachis that we understood in the previous parakim.
Maybe at some later point they got tired of doing that.
They took it out entirely. Different stages of rishis. Okay, could be. So the Amon is Aron ve'yisim u'tachta pesileihem k'dimucha le'el b'menashe v'yasem pesel ha'semel l'hili v'atzivi yoshul l'hoshivai to return to l'itan Aron v'bukayim ha'asher b'an Shlomo, to return to the place where Shlomo built. The emphasis of Shlomo is chanukah sabay abayis. Su'u sh'olim l'asher ch'minasu pisri olam v'rabasenu amru sh'omar l'levim l'goyim zoy sham. The second interpretation, he told the Levim to put it in Genizim. Notice Rashi says l'levim. He's not learning like the Mitsudos, that whole pshat, that the Kohanim are the ones that are in charge. He's referring specifically, at least he says to Levim, you want to go Fatayish, it means the Sheva Levi. Kohanim from Sheva Levi doesn't say that. Pasha says he's learning like Mepharshim, that the ones that were still in charge of carrying the Aron were specifically the Levim, to put it in Geniza. Then Rashi, next Rashi says, come out the same thing as the Mitsudos, Yom HaMasim HaKosev, Zutayin HaKheresi. This is another statement. Utchilas milohu, it's the beginning of a new theme. What do we mean in the new theme, a new word in this? We mean it's a theme. Sha'amar lochem, he told them, Ein lochem shum tarach ma'aseh b'kosef, we call klei beis Hashem. You have no mission, you have no work, you're free. There's nothing that you need to do, any effort concerning carrying any utensil beis Hashem that you can use as an excuse not to serve your people. Shetuchlu loymar mishum torach mas b'kosef enoni yuchom lavodes Hashem va'amoy lefichoch me'ata ivdues Hashem elokeichem b'shir. Therefore, again, Rashi over here is learning not like the mitzudos that we're referring specifically to the Levim. The Levim, that's why he says shir. The Kohanim don't sing shira. The Asam or Yisrael, what are you going to do for Am or Yisrael? To slaughter korbanos, lishchait, ulahavshit, pischeim. So here, a Levi cannot do the avodah. A Levi can't do kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika. But a Levi can do shchita. Shchita k'sher bizar, and the Levi can do hafshata, they can flay the animal. Ulahavshit pischeim, and here referring specifically to the need for people to serve for Erev Pesach. Kidemuchach lamata v'shachdu haPesach v'skatshu.
They didn't flay the animals for Pesach.
They did skin it.
They first took off the skin,
then they roasted it. But they did take off the skin. They did, yeah, they did. If I'm not mistaken, the Pesach, before it was put in the spit, it was flayed. Okay, the Gdish, okay. So this is the two different Mahalchim of either the Kohanim or the Levim, and the carrying of the Aron. It's very interesting, the Masa Inlucha Masa Bakosef, Geniza, not Geniza, we have a hint here to what is Yoshio's role, what exactly is he doing. Pasuk Dal, V'yachinu, now he goes on to say, oh, one thing of the thought is that according to Rashi, that says, Rashi said this many times, that says that we're here referring specifically to Levim, so what then does it mean, Ha-Mevinim? According to the Mitzvah, also referring to the Kohanim, so the Mitzvah explained to us, Mevinim means they are Melandim. They're teachers of Torah. Torah requires bina, understanding. But according to Rashi, that says that we're not referring to Kohanim, we're referring to Levim. So what then does it mean, Mevinim? So that's not a kasha. We learned that when you sing Shira, you have to be in the madrega of a Mevin. A composer, a conductor, music requires this idea of a lamnatzech, a conductor, which also is, Rashi many times said this idea, that we always find the word Mevinim, used in connection with the Levim. So the Levim that were Mevinim, L'chol Yisrael means on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They sang Shira on behalf of L'chol Yisrael, HaKadosh, the holy Jews, the holy members of Klal Yisrael, to give honor to Hashem. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Dal, V'achinu L'beis Avos Seichem. Now he told them as follows, you shall prepare L'beis Avos according to your father's Yibote Avos, according to your divisions. The machlikosim are the mishmaros. There are 24 mishmaros, and each mishmar is divided into 6 bate avos. So that's what it means. The first leves avos, according to your family divisions, the 6, based upon kimachlikosim, according to the 24 mishmaros. Bichsav, David Melech Yisrael, as was written by David Melech Yisrael, uvimichtav Shlomo Vino, and in the writings of Shlomo his son, both David and Shlomo, they arranged the mishmoros and the bate avos. So he told them. He told here. He's speaking here according to Mitzvah. He's speaking to the Kohanim. The Kohanim should get into shape, into their rotation. And according to Rashi, he's speaking to the Levim. They also had the 24 mishmoros. We know Kohanim and Levim both had 24 mishmoros. It was a much later thing where the Yisraelim were also divided into 24 mishmoros. You don't have that in Tanakh. You don't have that in Divrei Hayamim. That was a later innovation, time of the Bayis Sheni, it appears, where Yisraelim were also divided in 24 groups, and you would appear for Mamados. You would appear in the Beis HaMikdash on your set day to fast. You fasted 4 out of 6 days. Shabbos, of course, you don't fast. Friday, you don't fast. And Sunday is a day off. That's the Makar. Sunday is a day off from work, because there was no in Eretz Yisrael, no such thing, right? In Eretz Yisrael, Sunday is a regular work day, no difference.
We have the wrong Shabbos Sheni Shabbos.
What? What? What did I say?
Yeah, the expression over there, they call it Shabbos Sheni Shel Golios.
Shabbos Sheni Shel Golios.
But Friday became all of a sudden.
Friday is a very big day.
Last few years.
Oh, last few years.
A long time.
Friday.
The economy is heading towards 5 days.
There it's all.
Friday's okay. Already more than
a matter of
can the economy
carry on. But the Mamodos, the Mishnah, they would be mispalel. You had to show up. A part of your Mishnah had to show up to the Beis Hamikdash, be mispalel, but you would not fast on Sunday because it's sakana to go from a day of Tainik, of Shabbos, to go into a day of fast. There has to be a transition. So why didn't we have fast days on Sunday? I guess it means occasionally it's okay. But to do it constantly is not a healthy thing. Even though it was only a small group, I mean, you only served at most once in 24 weeks, the 24 Mishmaros. So I don't know why. I'm not sure why. Okay, let's go for the pasuk. The Ibn Kodesh. He tells them now: stand, position yourself, Kodesh, in the Beis Hamikdash. Stand in the Kodesh. Kodesh is in the Azara. Kodesh means in the place. Lif Lugo space avos. Now there's repetition. I don't know exactly the deep meaning of the repetition. According to the divisions of the Beis, it's what he said in the previous. Prepare yourself and now position yourself. There are two things. Like you have two. You have truma tetzave vayakel pekude. The instructions, Gesundheit, the instructions, what to do, and then the implementation of those instructions. So here as well, first Pasuk Dal V'yachinu, and now it says V'imdu V'akodesh Tenu Yazor Lif Lugos Beis Avos. So here we're using the word Lif Lugos, the divisions, the Beis Avos, La'achichem B'nei Ha'am, on behalf of your brethren, the people of the Om, the Chalukah space of La Leviim, and the divisions of the base of according to the Leviim. So according to the Mitzudos, it fits much better. Because according to the Mitzudos, the entire theme until now has been the Kohanim. So it says everything is the Kohanim. And then it says the end, and by the way, the Chalukah space of La Leviim. But according to Rashi, it's a bit more difficult. Because according to Rashi, we're discussing the Leviim. So what then does it mean at the very end of the Pasuk of the Chalukah space of La Leviim? What does that mean? You have to go back and say Pasuk Hey, according to Rashi, the beginning of Pasuk Hey refers to the Kohanim, and then it shifts to the Levim, goes back to the Levim. That's how you have to learn. Pasuk Vav, what shall you do when you stand in the Azara and you are in your position? V'shachatu ha-posach. You shall slaughter on behalf of the people of the Korban Pesach. V'skachu, you shall sanctify. Now what over here is the sanctification? Yourself, you shall be in the state of Tahara. V'yachinu la'achichem la'asos kidvar Hashem b'yad Moshe, that you shall prepare for your brethren to do on behalf of Hashem. Let's take a look at the mitzvahs very quickly. Pasuk Dalit. V'yachinu es atzmechem hechinu kol echol lebeis avosav kifi asher nechlakdem ka'amor b'ksav dover shlomo. Everyone shall prepare themselves to go to his beis avos, to go to his family division, according to the divisions that were established in the writings of David and Shlomo. Pasuk Hei Ba'kodesh. Now you shall stand in the Azar B'Azara. Leflugo space ha'avos. Lemachluk space of us kolech levad according to the vision of each family separately. Lachechem bnei am es bnei yisrael tziv lahamid kol beis av levad lasos as a pesach. As beis lachechem on behalf as beis yisrael, on behalf of beis yisrael tziv lahamid kol beis av levad. I'm not sure what this means. Lachechem is pass me up here. Lachechem on behalf of achechem bnei ha'am. Bnei Ha'am is as Bnei Yisrael. Tziva Lahamid, he commanded to establish Kol Beis Av Levad. Also, he means here, okay, he means that Beis it means that the carbon, each carbon shall be, each carbon is by family. So here the Beis Av, I'm sorry, is the Yisrael. That means that a carbon is brought b'chavura. A carbon is, you don't offer a Korban Pesach by yourself, you have to join. Everyone joins to one carbon, you get a kazayas from one large animal. Every family shall offer one carbon Pesach. La'achechem b'nei am, one more time the words, as b'nei Yisrael tzivu l'hamid kol beis av, every family, every single family levad shall come together lasos es a pesach vechalukas vechein halavim yamdu kol beis halavad, and the levim also shall come together and offer a karmas. Everyone has to offer karm pesach. So here, according to the Mitzudos Pasuk Hey, the Imdva Kodesh Leflugas Beis Avos, the Avos is the Levim.
So it seems like the Levim did the Pesach first, and then they went to help the people.
Leflugas Beis Avos Bnei
Lach. All the converts. First
the Yisraelim did it.
And then at the end they did it for the.
Okay. The Chalukah space of Levim. Every family of the Levim also shall have their own carbon Pesach. Okay, fine. V'shachtu a Pesach. Then they slaughtered the Pesach Vav. V'skachu, you slaughtered the skachu. He told them, Tira Satzchem, purify themselves. V'yachinu, v'gam, yachinu, v'zirzu, v'sachichem, l'taris Satzchem, l'asos, v'psachem, v'hashem. Everyone shall do it properly. Rashi. Pasik hey, l'flugas, l'machlikois, in divisions, l'asos, a Pesach, kilchosek, v'hashem, b'yad Moshe. Pasik Vav Ayarem, and that's what goes further. Now, Pasik Zayin. That Diva Maskel is next. Okay, Pasik Zayin Vayarem Yoshiel of Neha'am. Now, what did he do? Here, he was very extremely generous, and he donated. Not everyone could afford to buy a carbon Pesach, so there were subsidies. So Vayarem, he uplifted Yoshiahu Levnei Ha'am for the people. That's an unusual trop. Okay, you don't have that trop, a carne fara. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the significance is, why we have a carne fara, something to look into. Levnei ha'om, have a yirach ben yamo and a carne fara. They go together. Yirach by levnei, yirach ben yamo and a carne fara. You know who talks about these type of things? Rabbi Wolfson. He's one of the only people that says Torah on this, on the significance of the trials. I don't think he talks about this in the Rayamim, but in Chumash,
well, yes. Only one in Chumash.
Right, in Parshas
Maaseh.
There's a Yerach ben Yamo. He talks about the idea of, it's funny, Yerach means a month, one day a month, that's ben Yamo. What does that mean exactly? Kind of the horns of a pariah.
Yerach ben Yamo means, if you look at the actual crop, it's like a moon on the first day. Very, very small sliver.
Uh-huh. Hey, but he says that he does say there is significance. What it means, Yerach ben Yamo, the first month, he has drush. And carne fara, the horns of a fara, what's the significance of the carne fara? Okay, I don't know. So, it's something to look into. Vayarem Yoshiyahu, he uplifted levnei ha'am, tsoin, kivasim, uvneizim, sheep, and what kind of sheep? From kivasim, uvneizim, hakol lapsachim, because a pesach can come from an ez or a keves, you have a choice. Hakol lapsachim, l'chol hanimsa, to everyone that was present, l'mispar, according to the number of Shloshim Elef, 30,000 animals. 30,000, combination of Kvasim and Son. Uvokar, now Vokar, that's not for Karm Pesach. Pesach comes only from a Tson Uvokar. Only comes from Ez or Keves. And Ez or Keves is part of the Tson category. Uvokar was Shloshim Alafim, 30,000. Ela Meiruchush HaMelech. This was private donations for the people. Okay, Pasuk Ches. Visarov, Limadava, Visarov, and his officers, they also, his officers also gave large donations. Lindava, Laam, Lakoihanim, Lalavim, Herimu. Who were they? Who were the Saraf that also Lindava that gave generous donations for the Kohanim Levim? Hey, we move. They lifted. Who were they? They were Chilkiah, Uzzachariah, Vichiel, Negidei Beis Olakim. They were the prince of the Beis Olakim. Lakoihanim, Nosnu. They for the on behalf of the Kohanim they gave Nosnu Lapsachim Alpayim Veshesh Meos 2,600, Vakar Shlosh Meos and Bakar 300. So for Klal Yisrael, for the Mispar, for the Bnei Yisrael, we have 3,000. 3,000 tzon and 3,000 bakar.
30,000.
30,000. 30,000 and 3,000. 30,000 for the Karban Pesach and 3,000 for the Karban Chagiga. And for the Kohanim, we have 2,600 and for the Chagiga, 300. Now, Vichonan Yahu, Ushmayahu, Unesanel, Echov, Hashvayahu, Viel, Viozavod, Sere Halavim, Herimul Alavim, Limsachim. So now what do the Levim get? They offer these leaders, they donate on behalf of the Levim, Limsachim, Chameshes Alofim, 5,000, Vokar Chamesh Mills, and Vokar Chamesh Mills. Vatikon, so we have over here three different sets of donations. The king gave on behalf of the Hamoin Am. We have a group of Sarov who gave on behalf of the Kohanim, and the third group that gave on behalf of the Levim. Very interesting how the donations were given specifically for different groups of people. It wasn't just one big mishmash. And we have this one big, everyone was separate. Vatikon hu avoda, the avoda was established. Vayamdu hakohanim alamdam, the kohanim stood on their alamdam. Now we report what happened in their position. Vayaldim almach lekoisam on the divisions, commit samelach. Vayishchatu haposach, they did the shchita. Vayizhiku hakohanim yadam, and the kohanim, it says here, who did the shchita? The shchita was not done by the kohanim. There were not enough kohanim to go around. So the levim did the shchita. That's why it is miyadam that they received. The kohanim will makabel the dam from the shchita of the Levim. So that's normally you have in time of the Bayashin, and we learned that the Kohanim did the Shrita as well. So the Kohanim did the Shrita, but here it says that the Kohanim did the Zrika Miyodam, meaning implying that the Shrita was done by the Levim, and the Kohanim were Makabal the Dam from the Levim. By Levim Mafshitim, and the Levim did the Hefshit. So maybe it was the Israelim. By Yishchatu HaPesach could be that the Israelim did the Shchita. And the Kohanim did the Zrika, and the Levim did the Mavshit, they flayed the animals. Pasuk Gidbeis, by Yassir Ho'ila L'Sitam, and they turned. They turned, which in this context means, look at the Mitzudos just quickly, by Yassir Ho'ila Mikol Pesach, Yassir Devar Ho'ila Menu, they uplift it. Okay, you have to give the certain portions. The imurim have to be burnt on the mizbeach. Vayasidu ha'olah l'sitam l'mif lagos l'veisav l'vnei ha'am v'hakriv l'Hashem kakusuv b'sefer Moshe v'chein la'bakal. Let's see the mitzvah of pasuk base. Vayasiru ha'olah mikol pesach hesiru devar ha'olah mimenu al hamizbeach v'heim ha'imurim. It's a complex pasuk. They uplifted from the oilah the portion that is meant to go on the imum, the fats, the various fats, the chalavim, which are supposed to go on the fire. Lissitam.
They just removed it.
Yeah, okay. Ha'oilah means the part that's supposed to go up upon the mizbeach, not the actual animal itself, not the whole cup. The portion that's meant to go up was removed. Lissitam. Next mitzudos. Losseis ha'pesachim lehakitois hachalukos mibote avos. In order to give over the psachim to the groups of people, lahakriv lashem choizer al reishis hamikruk. This part of the pasuk lahakriv is going back on the beginning of the pasuk. We have to read the pasuk out of order. Loimar hesiru ho'elah. They remove the portion that's meant to be burned. Lahakriv lahashem. That portion was offered, like it says in the Sefer of Moshe. This pasuk is a hard pasuk. You have to read it backwards. So basically, by hesiru ho'elah. Lahakriv, then you jump to the end of the pasuk. Lahakriv lahashem, kakosu b'sefer Moshe, b'chein labakar, and all of this was done lemiflagois lebeis avos levneihom. All of this was done on behalf of the divisions of the families in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were divided into families. Each family brought a separate carbon pesach for their family, for their bias. And this avodah was done on their behalf. Okay, with him, pasuk Yud Gimel.
Shalom et Chagiga. Was this Shalom the Chagiga they brought Erev Pesach, or this is the Chagiga of Yom Tov?
No, this is the special Chagiga Necha Soiva. Al-Kharitz, it's not the Shalom et Chagiga. It was the Shalom that you put Erev Pesach here. It's not the actual kiyum of the oilasri of v'samachta
b'chagecha. And they didn't have to eat it right away.
No, you have to eat it right away because you have to eat Karm Pesach al Soiva. The Karm Pesach has to be the last kezias. You have to be satisfied. You have to first be satisfied, and the Karm Pesach is the dessert. So you have the carbon chagiga. It's called the chagiga of Erev Pesach. That's what was being brought over here. Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayivash LaPesach Ba'esh Kamishpat. Now here's an unusual discuss in the Gemara that sometimes we find the actual Gemara quotes this pasuk. Not mistaken that we find that Bishul refers to Tzli. Here it is in the Medrash. I'll read you what it says. V'haloi, v'yvashto, I'm reading you the Medrash. Medrash, t'noyim ledvorim perik tezayin. I know you know you heard that Medrash? Okay, it's not the only place.
Medrash t'noyim.
Medrash t'noyim? Yeah, yeah. It's this not the only place. This is a Chazal. I think it's a Gemara. I saw this before somewhere else. It says the same idea.
Pesach is not Mevushal.
It's Sli. That's the Kasha. V'halo and Mitzah Pesach sheyitzluhu v'lo yishayivashaluhu. So Mikain Hoya B'Yoshi Oimer Hanoidim and Amavushal. From here we learn a lotion, learn in the Dorim. A person makes a vow, I'm not going to derive pleasure from cooked meat. You're not allowed to eat roasted meat. Because we see here in this pasuk that the words are interchangeable. Since it's clear as day that they did sli, it has to be roasted. So here we see the word is used, it's interchangeably. So we learn a practical halach when it comes to nidarim. If you say the word bishul, it automatically includes tzli. And the kadashim were also offered bishlu basiros. There means they actually cook with pots. Uvadi vodim. These are different types of pots. Dod viore, the Metsudos Sion says. Dod viore. Uvitse lochos, pants. These are smaller pots. Vayeritsu lchol b'nei ha'om. And they was quick. Okay, this was done. Everything has to be done in haste. You don't have much time to do. Vayeritsu, they ran. Everything was done very quickly. The achar, afterwards, heichinu lohem v'lakoyhanim. After they prepared for themselves, the achar means after they served the people, the hamoin am, they now hechinu lohem, meaning for the levim themselves, because the koyhanim were busy offering the oila, the portions that are meant to be offered upon the mizbech v'achalav on a laila, the halavim hechinu lohem, the halavim prepared on their behalf for lakoyhanim b'nei Aaron and on behalf of the koyhanim. So the koyhanim were busy for doing for klal yisrael. So memela, everything was done on their behalf. Pasuk tezvav, the amesharim b'nei asaf. Now there was shira while they were offering the korbanos, who sing shira. The amesharim b'nei asaf al ma'amadam kimitz asavet v'asaf heimon v'yidusun chayzei hamelech. The seers of the king, the hasharim lashar v'ashar, and the gatekeepers were positioned each gate. Ein lohem losur miyala v'dasam. They did not need to depart from their service. Ki achehem halavim hechin lohem. The singers, and first you have the kohanim and the levim who were singing, and the gatekeepers. They did not need to move from their positions because their brethren took care of their needs. They prepared the carbon on their behalf. Vatikon kol avodas Hashem b'yomahu la'asos haPesach. All avodah was prepared on that day, was established to do the Korban Pesach v'alos v'ha'alos oilos, and to offer karbonos al mizbach Hashem kimitzvas hamelech Yoshio according to his command. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael hanimsimis haPesach v'yisahi v'yitzachak ha'matzos shivas yamim, and they observe the Pesach and they observe the entire Yom Tov v'loy nas. So now here is a very powerful pasuk, which is problematic because it says cannot the same thing concerning Chizkiyahu, and that's how we have to understand the difference between Chizkiyahu and Yoshiyahu in regard to the Korban Pesach. V'loy nasa Pesach kamohu b'Yisrael mimei Shmuel Hanavi, from the time of Shmuel Hanavi, v'chol malchei Yisrael lo osu chapesach asher osu Yoshiyahu v'akoyhanim v'halavim v'chol Yehuda v'Yisrael hanimsa v'Yoshiyahu Yishlaim. And certainly the malchei Yisrael never did, because since the time of Yeravam ben Nevat, when the Malchus was divided, right, he did not allow them to go to the Beis HaMikdash to offer the Korban Pesach. So this was the first time they were united. That wasn't much of a being united, because most of them were in Golos. And we're talking over here about the Aser Sashvatim. We're dealing here with just the remnants, as the Rashi said, the Oilos, the pockets of Jews that had survived, that were still present in the cities of Yisrael, which were now loyal to the King Yoshio. He was Melech once again over the entire Klal Yisrael, and they did not have an opportunity to do so from the time of Shmuel. At that point, when Shmuel was king, everyone, the whole Klal Yisrael was present. There was only a question: why Shmuel? We've seen Rashi, why Dafka Shmuel? Now we can discuss that.
Which is the piece that we read as the Haftarah on Pesach?
Not in the Hayam, that's for sure.
No,
is it this
the counterpart in Malachim for this, or?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Something about this phrase.
Yeah. You're right. It's Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember. Okay, we'll see.
They never made a Pesach that was day like Yoshiyahu, that was present, because most were in the Galus. So let's see the Mitzvahs and some of the Rashis. Back to the beginning, back to Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Zion discusses the donations. There were three sets of donations. First, Yoshio the king donated animals on behalf of the Yisraelim. Hanimsa. Birushalayim Ubakar. L'shalmei Chagiga. Kefa Shlam of Chagiga that are preceded the current Pesach. Ches. L'om. Choyzim Mefarei Shehem L'Koyhanim V'Levim. Pasuk Ches says V'Sarof. Now the Sarv, they gave Linadava, they gave donations, La'am. Who is the Am? Who is the Am? Lakoyhanav Alavim Heirimu. They gave donations. Who are the sponsors? So we divide the sponsors into two parts. We first discuss Chilkiyahu, Zechariyahu, and Chiel, Negidi Beislakim. They gave for Kohanim. And then the next pasuk describes the category of Saraf who gave on behalf of the Levim. Chilkiyahu, Ratzalem, Hasarim, Chilkiyahu, Pekide Beislakim, Hei Nosnu Lakoyhanim. They gave for Kohanim. And the next pasuk, that pasuk test describes the Sarov who gave donations, gave sponsor the Levim. Pasig Yud, Vatikun Havoda, Nase Savoida Bitikunu Vehachon, everything was done perfectly. Al Aomdom, Al Mokim Amodom, Kol Mishmar, Levad, each Mishmar was separate. Al Machlukhusam, Kefish Nechlukul, Mishmar, everything was done according to their divisions. Kemitza Samel, according to the king of the king, Asher Tzivash Atamal, Kol Mishmar Levad. Pasig Yud Aleph. Now they did the Shchita. Vayishchatu, who did the Shchita? According to Rashi in Mitzudas, it was Halavim Shachtu, Ki Ashchit Ksher Bezorim. Then it says, Halim the Drikom Miyadam. What does it mean from your hands? Miyad Halavim. Ki Akoyhanim Hayeshivu Biyadam Hamizrikos Im Hadam. The Koyhanim, they positioned the bowls with the blood, Lios Muchon the Zrika, to be prepared for Zrika. So they put the bowls there right underneath the neck of the animal in order to be Makabal Adam so they can do the Zrika. Because a Glavi cannot be Makabal. Mafshitim, who did the hafshata, the flaying, the Iros Absachim was done by the Levim. Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, we did this. Let's read very quickly. And then the Kohanim, they removed the portion that was going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Mikol Pesach Hesiru Devar Ho'ilom Imenu, the portion that's to be removed. Al Mizbeach Vahim Ha'imurim. Lisitam. And all this was done, Loseis HaPsachim, in order that they can then give over the leftover part of the animal. After we take the Imurim, they give over the meat. To all the various families who offered korbanos. And after they went and they took out the portions, they gave over the animal, the meat, the leftover, to the divisions of to the various families. Roasted. According to the halacha. Besar hashlamim. That's referring to that, and then the Hakadoshim Bishlu. That's the Shlamim. Vayaritzu. They were swift. Haylichu b'merutza es abosa levnei on. They were very quickly. Pasuk Gedal. And after this was done, achar zeh hechini gam liatzmam. Velakoyhanim. Ki akoyhanim hayoyiski mehalos haloesveim uim. They were very busy. Ulazeh hayolavim mechini liatzmam lakoyhanim different because they're very busy doing the avoid the different levim. They made the preparation on their behalf. Pasuk Tezvav al mamodim amdu al mokim mamodim l'sharer. The Levim, they did not need to leave their positions. They were singing because other people took care of the Pesach for them. Kimitzas David, Ratzlema behalilulim, Shatikin David Asaf, according to the songs which were appeared by David Asaf, the Kigam Hema Tiknu Mizmerim Kamashakosav, the Sefer Tilim, because Asaf also composed various songs. The Hashayarim, the gatekeepers, Shomer Hashem, Lamdu Mukamim Kolacha Beshari, each gatekeeper stood in their place. Ein Lohem Losur, Lohoyo Lohem Tzerch Losur Meavodasam, Lohachin Pischem. There was no need for them to leave their post because other people were taking care of their needs. They did not need to make a Pesach for themselves. Hakol Seder Nifla. Everything was perfect. Everything. What?
Nifla is a copyright.
Copyright word. Bein b'dova, bein b'dvar pesach, bein b'dvar ha'olos, bein b'dvar. Everything was perfect. Hanim tzimbi yushloim v'sachag amatzos. They celebrated what's loim hakabonis kakvuos b'chol yom v'olos ria v'shalmi chagiga. Everything was done. The entire. So he's very interesting. When it says v'chag amatzos, he's learning that chag amatzos refers to korbanos. The korbanos that were offered during the entire festival, which include the musafim that are offered every single day, plus the oilasri, every person mechuyev to bring a korban oila when you come on the shalosh regalim, and shalmei chagiga v'samachta dechagecha ein simcha ella bebasar. What kind of basar? Basar kadashim kamahu. There was never such a pesach since the time of Shmuel. Lios kamo b'tahara. Yesera uvitiko nifla. What a beautiful expression. Tahara Yesera in perfect order. Malcha Yisrael. Who are the Malcha Yisrael? David Ushlomo Shugam Malcha Yisrael. Hanimsa Haba Me'ora V'nimsa Bishalayim Asher Heichin. Pasuk Chaf. That's already the next story. Okay, let's just see a few Rashis. We're not going to do all of them. Let's just start a few of the Rashis. There's a big one. We'll maybe leave it for tomorrow. And what is it referred to? Yoshua, this Yoshua, and what is the correspondence of Malachim? Okay. Pasik, let's go to Pasik Vav, or Pasik Zayin. I don't know which you have different prints. Vayarem Yoshua Luvne Ha'am, Dugma Kain, Tarimu Gamatem Loshin Hafrasha. The word Vayarem is not a usual word, not it's a different type of word. It means he donated, he uplifted. It's a word that he, in this context, means he sponsored. L'chol Hanimsa, he sponsored Korbanos for anyone that was found in Yerushalayim. L'chol Yisrael Hanimsim Behifrish. So now the Rashi, the Mitzvah says Hanimsim is only Yerushalayim. Interesting. Look at Pasik. Zayin in the Mitzudas. L'chol Hanimsa b'Yerushalayim. Rashi says L'chol Hanimsa L'chol Yisrael Hanimsim. Anyone Hifrish Tzoyin L'Pischeim L'Mispar Shaloshim Elef 30,000 Bein Tzoyin Bein Kvasim. 30,000 includes the category of Tzoyin. Tzoyin is broken down into two categories: Kvasim and Izim, sheep and goats. Bein Tzoyin Bein Kvasim Bein Izim, either or. Ubakar Shloisha Salafim L'Shalmei Chagi. It's interesting. Okay, one thing is interesting. Just caught my attention is that we once discussed this on a Friday that Klal Yisrael, when they offered the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you have a choice. You can either keves or an ace. Which of the two did everyone choose to offer as a Karban Pesach? The keves. Why the keves? Nishku yideichem in avodah zara, because they wanted the additional milah, since the keves, the lamb, was the avodah zara of the Egyptians, not the goat. By choosing to slaughter the keves, they were being meiser nefesh. They're both called tzayim. Tzayim includes kvas manizim, but by choosing specifically the keves and not choosing the ace, they are showing up the Egyptians. They're taking the avodah zara of the Egyptians and slaughtering it. It's a rejection of avodah zara, and we discussed that when Yaakov went to get the brachos from Yitzchak, and it was according to Chazal, it was Erev Pesach, and he got two animals. What did he take? Gediz, and he stole goats, not avodah zara. Because Yitzchak, when you're on a madrega, when you're not, it's the two dinim avodah zara. There's to reject sur meira, the asay tov. There are tkuvas when you need to focus on sumerah, and when you're holding on a very high madriga, then you can opt for the other type of Karban Pesach of asay tov. Two different approaches to Karban Pesach. So you would think here at this point in time of Yoshiyahu, what did Klal Yisrael really need to do? They needed to reject the avodah zara. So you would think that they would tell the whole Klal Yisrael that you should select for yourself a kvasim, not the izim, because here they're coming out of a tkufa of avodah zara from Menashe, Amon, and Ochos. So it would be a rejection of avodah zara by specifically selecting the kvasim and not the izim. But yet the pasuk says that they selected a choice. There was a donation of 30,000 sown, which was comprised of both kvasim and izim. So obviously, there must be some significance that could very well be that there were people that were tzaddikim, that were not in the gather of Sumera, and they were going for the higher madrig of Yitzchak of Asei Tov. Now, what about the Kohen? Bokar shlosh alafim l'shalmei chagiga, because you don't bring bokar, you don't bring agolim and poros. A bokar includes a par and egel. You don't bring that for chagiga. Vayivash la'pesach ba'esh kimishpat sliyesh. Kibishul here means roasted. It's a borrowed expression. Vayaritzu, they were swift on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Halavim v'halavim, they were quick. L'chol bnei ha'am halavim uche shehachinu l'chol Yisrael achachinu lohem halavim la'atzmam u'lakoyanim shlohoy lohem penai lohachin. After the levim they prepared for Klal Yisrael, then the levim prepared for the other levim and for the koyanim, which had no time. All this was done according to, and who else did not need to take a day off? The singers, the meshoyrim who sang the songs of David and Asaf, who were the choyzei hamelach. What is that unusual expression in the choyzei hamelach? Kol echad v'echad hoye choyzei. Each one, David, Asaf, Haman, Yedusun. There are four people mentioned over here. There's David, Asaf, Haman, Yedusun. They were all choyzei. They were all seers. Kimitzvas David, Pasik Tezvav, Vamashoyrim, Bnei Asaf, Alma Modam,
David, Asaf, and Haman had Mizmairim.
Right. And the Choyze HaMelech go on the Mishoyrim. The Choyze HaMelech goes on the Mishoyrim. They were all Kol Echor V'Yechon Hoye Choyze. Each one was another prophet. That's what it's saying. Each one of these.
These are all Bnei Kerich, I think, no?
Bnei Asaf, but it's also how could there be a Choyze when we're living here during this is during the time of Yoshio, yeah, they were Nevim at that time. Okay, Yoshio. Okay, now he goes a long Rashi, which the mission will leave for tomorrow, where he describes the significance of Shmuel. Why are we mentioned here specifically since the time of Shmuel? So this Amir Tashem will leave for tomorrow. So maybe by the end of the week, we might already get to, we'll see, as we'll see when we'll start here.